Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We are in Indianapolis today for our election road trip, and we're joined now by two journalists who cover this state. Nikki Kelly, who covers state government and politics for the Fort Wayne Journal-Gazette. Hi, Nikki.
Hello.
And Brandon Smith is with us as well, State House Bureau Chief for Indiana Public Broadcasting. Hi, Brandon.
Hey there.
And we have to start with this Senate race, which is a key Senate race. This could be one that determines whether Democrats are able to take control of the Senate. The Democrat in this race is Joe Donnelly, the incumbent. The Republican is Mike Braun, who is a businessman. Does this race come down to how popular President Trump is in Indiana, or is this about these candidates, Brandon?
It's a little bit of both. Donald Trump is still popular in Indiana, though not as popular as he was in 2016 when he won by 19 points. Mm-hmm. Every poll that I've seen now, not that there have been a ton, has him down around 2, 3, 4, 5% favorability here in this state. So he's still a little bit popular. But the thing is, that's reflected in how both candidates talk. Mike Braun, the Republican, obviously ties himself completely to Trump. There are ads out where he's, you know, on the stage with him. He says, if you want a supporter for Donald Trump, that's me. But Joe Donnelly isn't shying away from the fact that he votes with Donald Trump about 62% of the time. And his line is, well, you know, I'm with Donald Trump when I agree with him, and when I'm not, I'm my own man.
He told us that. We have an interview that's airing elsewhere in the show today that, you know, he votes with him a lot of the time, but he's willing to stand up to him, you know, when he wants to.
And that's the balancing act that Joe Donnelly has to do here in Indiana as a Democrat, is he has to make himself attractive to the moderate Democrats, or, you know, the libertarians, the independents.
So Mike Braun does not have much of a political record to look at. He's a businessman, and Democratic super PAC American Bridge has gone after his business record at Meijer Distributing. He's the owner and CEO. Braun has defended himself in ads. Here's a campaign ad.
The attacks on Mike are simply false.
Mike's a great guy to work for.
Mike Braun pays nearly double the minimum wage starting out and kept healthcare premiums flat for 10 years running. He treats employees like family.
I'm sick of politicians lying about Mike.
Mike's company is America.
Mike Braun stands with American workers.
I'm proud to be an American and to work at Meijer.
So what kind of debate has there been, Nikki, on Braun's business record, and does it matter to voters?
Yeah, there's been a lot of debate largely about where he gets his parts, and are they made in China, are they not? That has been the major focus of the debate, and it sort of dovetails into him also attacking Donnelly for a family company on that side and outsourcing. So I kind of think those things are going to kind of even out mm-hmm. between them.
Joe Donnelly, moderate Democrat, as we said, who has positioned himself as, you know, sometimes with Trump, sometimes against. Here's one of his campaign ads.
Joe Donnelly works hard for Hoosiers, joining with President Trump to build a wall and protect our borders, and protecting health care for Hoosiers with pre-existing conditions, putting Indiana ahead of party. We work hard, and so does Joe.
Brendan, how is that going over with Democrats, that he supports the border wall?
Yeah, that's actually one where it's been this sort of incremental thing where I get the sense that the Democrats on the base Democrats sort of thing, the more liberal wing of the party, is increasingly unhappy with where Joe Donnelly is positioning himself. Obviously, he's a relatively conservative Democrat. He's always tried to find that balance that Nikki talked about. But I'm getting the sense that Democrats are starting to think, well, if he's a Democrat, maybe he should act a little more like a Democrat.
Is the vote on Brett Kavanaugh going to matter to voters in Indiana, whether Donnelly supports or opposes?
Increasingly, again, the limited polling we've seen suggests that it might not. Some people it will matter to, but principally those in the middle that are maybe undecided about this race don't seem to be swayed one way or the other by whether or not he's going to vote for Kavanaugh.
I want to listen to a couple of voters that we talked to yesterday here in Indiana. This is Doug Stevenson.
I don't think that a president can be judged on a year and a half of policy as for the full body of work. Do I think the economy is better? Yes, but the economy was trending up to start with.
Okay, and this is Mia Williams.
Well, I never miss an election. I never have since I was 18 years old, so I'll definitely vote. Indiana has an opioid epidemic right now. That's a really important issue to me. If we don't get on board with the right plan, we're going to lose that.
Nikki, what would you say is the big issue in this election right now? A lot of people look at elections around the country and say it's always the economy. That's the primary issue for voters. What do you think?
That definitely is still the primary issue here. Another one that I hear a lot about is immigration, and that is an area where Donnelly is siding with the president. So that I would say the economy and immigration are the two biggest ones I hear.
You agree with that, Brendan?
Yeah, I would add healthcare to that list, and it's something that certainly Donnelly has, along with, as we've seen from a lot of other Democrats across the country, have really tried to harp on that message as Mike Braun is in firm, you know, support of the lawsuit that's going on right now trying to completely tear down the Affordable Care Act.
Indiana is a top manufacturing state. It's the number one steel producing state in America, a big agricultural state. So how are the tariffs and the trade war with China going over here, Nikki?
Not very well. The farmers especially have been hit hard and are reacting pretty badly. And I think certainly Republicans are questioning Mike Braun's support for that.
It's interesting because you have both the big steel industry, which some of them like what's happening, and you've got also farmers who are not happy about the fact that there are tariffs on their soybean exports to China. You got both sides of the coin here.
Yeah, you do, though I would say that the steel manufacturers are a little dwarfed by, because it's, if you look at the rest of manufacturing in Indiana, they're mostly getting hurt by this because everything else is going up for them. Mike Braun is trying to play the line of, well, I'm sure that the president has a plan, and I believe in whatever his long-term plan is. So just ride it out, and he'll do the right thing. And certainly the payments that they're now going to be making to farmers that the president announced recently, it helps that sort of narrative that Braun has tried to build.
The vice president of the United States is the former governor of Indiana, Mike Pence. How much of a difference has it made for this state to have a senior member of the administration come from here?
I don't know that the average Hoosier notices it that much. It's not like we've had this sudden explosion of federal money and projects and all that that maybe some people would expect. But if you talk to people in state government, particularly in the governor's office – now, obviously, they're also Republicans, so they're not going to badmouth Mike Pence. But they say that getting attention on the issues that they care about is obviously a lot easier when you have the vice president's ear. So that's, I think, the difference that we've seen. But again, I don't think the average Hoosier notices that much.
What do you think, Dinky?
Also, one thing, again, not money-wise, but a lot of Hoosiers are now in positions
right.
in D.C.
That's true.
They've left with Pence and other areas of the administration. And so getting people on the phone is easier. So, I mean, there are some sort of non-fiscal related advantages to that.
I have to ask you about something that is not political at all, but that I have noticed since I have been here in Indianapolis, just as we noticed when we were in Austin, Texas a few weeks ago. There are these electric scooters everywhere, everywhere. I mean, we don't have them in Boston.
Oh,
they're not in New York right now.
Have them
I was
soon.
Just going to say
that's
coming.
That's what I think when I see them, and there are so many young people, and they're riding around all over. These are rental scooters that you can drop off wherever you want. And they're showing up in cities around the country, but here they are really everywhere.
Yeah, and you actually just arrived. They were here and crazy, and then they took them off the streets so that they could figure out how to tax them and regulate them. And now they're just back again. So everyone's
riding
everywhere.
To see them.
Well, and are people in favor of them or against them? Is there a mix of views about them at this point?
Definitely a mix of views. Obviously, a lot of people are riding them, though I wonder how much of that is a novelty because they're relatively new and if we'll see it tail off at all. But there are a lot of people who are concerned about the safety of them. Like, you have these scooters zipping around sidewalks and across streets, and not a lot of people are super comfortable with that.
Okay, so scooters, and I just want to ask you in the minute we have left, each of you, is there one story that is happening here that you think we're not paying enough attention to around the rest of the country? Brandon, I'll start with you because Nikki's looking at me like, what? I can't think of anything right now.
The voter brought up the opioid crisis, but it's something that has its tentacles in every other topic we talk about in the state of Indiana. Everything, I mean, workforce development, which is a big issue here and everywhere else, has its roots in part in the opioid crisis, things like that. The opioid crisis permeates everything we talk mm-hmm. about at the state level.
Nikki?
And I would say infrastructure is a huge thing. We recently raised gas taxes, things like that. We are getting some more money out of our toll road lease. We're doing anything and everything to make up for gas tax revenue that's dropping nationwide.
That's Nikki Kelly of the Fort Wayne Journal-Gazette and Brandon Smith, State House Bureau Chief for Indiana Public Broadcasting. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.